Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Rig Stevenson. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stanko Vilaski. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stanko Vilaski. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting second. The second baseman, George Cutshaw. Batting third. The left fielder, Bobby Beach. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herman Pillette. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Herman Pillette. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Pillette covering. Safe. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Cutshaw fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haney for the out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stevenson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner takes first base on ball four. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pillette fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell moves to third. Gardner moves to second. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Gardner moves to third. Wood moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Stanko Vilaski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovilaski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pillette fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. Wood moves to third. O'Neill moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jamison for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stevenson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fothergill moves to second. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards first. McKinnis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Basler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McKinnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinnis is 0-for-1 in the game. McKinnis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. McKinnis moves to third. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Basler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Herman Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette hits a ball on the ground towards first. McKinnis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pillette for the out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney strikes out. Two outs. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Cutshaw hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Basler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kovileski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-1 in the game. Veach hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Veach reaches second base with a double. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards first. McKenna scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heilman for the out. Veach moves to third. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Veach scores. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fothergill. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Stevenson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevenson strikes out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Jameson moves to third. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a pop-up towards third. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kovileski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-1 in the game. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herman Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette is 0-for-1 in the game. Pillette hits a ball on the ground towards first. McKenna scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pillette for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Basler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-2 in the game. Haney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kutchaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kutchaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Kutchaw bunts in front of the plate. O'Neill fields it and throws to first for the out. Haney moves to second. One out. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops it up and throws to first, with Kovileski covering, for the out. Haney moves to third. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Gardner, and into shallow left field. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Haney scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heilman scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from O'Neill and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski is 0-for-2 in the game. Kovileski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pellett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jameson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. O'Neill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 0-for-2 in the game. Bassler takes first base on ball 4. Herman Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 0-for-2 in the game. Pellett hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Kovileski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pellett for the out. Bassler moves to second. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a fly ball into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Bassler scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. George Kutchaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kutchaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Kutchaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner juggles the ball. That's an error on Gardner. Haney moves to third. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Veach hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stevenson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stevenson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Graney pinch hits for Stan Kovileski. Jack Graney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graney takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Graney moves to second. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 4 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Pellett's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw fields it and throws to second for the out. Graney moves to third. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Graney scores. Stevenson moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Tigers. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a line drive into left field. Veach picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Veach. Stevenson scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Tigers. Red Oldham now pitching. Lou Gisto pinch hits for Joe Sewell. Joe Evans pinch runs for Stuffy McInnes. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto hits a fly ball into center field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.